Rogers. Anybody there?
Betty, this is Shar. I'm going to pick up Joanne real quick here.
Okay.
Good morning, Mandy.
Hi, Elaine. How are you?
Oh, we're being really busy, but we're okay.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're okay.
Yeah, I haven't been on for a while. Greg's mother, she was 90. She was in the hospital about 2 days, and then she did pass. So we've been busy, and we're still busy taking care of her things.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I know, we really miss her, but we had just celebrated her 90th birthday, and everybody was here, and she was just such a wonderful lady.
Linda Morris.
Joanne?
Yes.
Okay. Betty?
Yeah.
Okay. I had to tell Joanne that Jenny was so excited about getting the wheatgrass juicer back, my big one, because it came yesterday, and so I set it up. I was setting it up this morning. I got up earlier to do it, but still I'm looking at it, and I go, oh, wait a minute, how did this work? After doing it for a year, and I go, oh, okay, yeah, I just need to look at the picture with them. Anyway, so that's kind of a nice, and his comment was, I don't think that other one, I don't think it worked right from the beginning, because we could never carry on a conversation when it was running, and this just purrs like a kitten now.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, no charge except my freight going one way. The warranty covered everything, so it's nice to know that you got a piece of equipment that they don't even talk, don't even say anything about.
Right.
So,
right, just accept
take care of it.
Be taken care of, yes.
Yeah.
It's marvelous.
So, anyway.
Yeah. Anybody else join us that wants to say hi?
Somebody just came on, I think, but.
I heard somebody just come on, too.
Okay.
Yeah, I did, too.
Everybody's busy in the morning.
Yes, yes. So,
it's me. You pulled me out of the closet.
You finally come out of the closet. Wow.
Oh, my. I want you to know.
We don't have TV phones, huh?
It was 102 degrees at the airport that's about 3 minutes from here yesterday, about 5 o'clock.
Oh,
oh
wow.
My
gosh. Goodness.
The high for the day at the main airport on the west side was 96, but it was 102 here. It's probably going to be 60, not even more.
Right. Oh, my gosh, 40-degree dip. Is that a record for you for this time of the year?
It's a record for August. It's a record for that date. It's a record for the summer.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's not going to be recorded because it was the county airport, not Hopkins, the main one.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's so crazy because we had nothing in August as far
no,
as
no, we haven't had 90 since July 19th.
Right.
This is only day 7 yesterday of 90 for the summer.
Right. 7.
Yeah. It's been weird.
They said the same thing for here. We're having hotter weather than we've had all summer long, but ours is in the 90s. But that's still high for now.
Well, the dew point this morning was already 73, I think. Which is real tropical.
Yeah, supposed to be storms this afternoon here with a high temperature this morning. And then, well, I don't think it's going up to 90 today, but in the 80s, high 80s.
No, we're going to have 90 again today, but then tomorrow it starts warm, but then it's going to drop and storm and all that other good stuff.
Yeah. Yep. We have the same situation going on here.
We'll send it right over to you.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. I'm glad we can share.
Yeah. to hear you back, Joanne.
Pardon?
It's good to hear
you back. Oh, thank you. Yep.
Before I really get started, I'd really like to you guys say a little prayer for my niece who's pregnant and due in October. She's lost four babies. She does have a little boy at this point and is, like I said, due with her little girl in October, but running into some problems at this juncture with this pregnancy. So the baby isn't gaining weight the way it's supposed to. So I guess by Friday a determination will be made as to what they have to do to bring the baby into the world. So,
what's her first name, Betty?
It's Kara. C-A-R-A.
With a C, you said?
Yes, C-A-R-A.
Okay.
Thank you.
Those of us who flew through pregnancies and never experienced anything like this have such a hard time understanding what they go through, and it's got to be awful. We don't realize how fortunate we were.
Yeah, I was just talking to my brother about that this morning, and saying just that same thing. Hey, you don't think about all the things that can happen, and you just go, I guess, happily on your way.
Had she carried the other babies this long?
No.
Okay. Okay. Well, I certainly will.
Within that first 3 months, all the four of them that she lost. So we're all a little apprehensive.
Well, what's your date in October? Do you know?
No, I don't remember what it is. It's toward the middle, I think, of October. If they do anything, what they're talking about is taking the baby on Monday. They're going to run some tests while they're on Friday yet to see what's going on. So she will be like 3.5 weeks early. So, you know, the baby stands a good chance.
Right.
Pardon me?
She in Pittsburgh?
No, North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so. Okay, to change the subject, I made a recipe yesterday that's called Quinoa Stuffed Avocados Recipe.
Mm.
And it's from Dr. Ben Kim, who weighs has kind of pointed us to. And it's a pretty simple recipe, but it really is real, real nice. I think there's a lot of things that can be done with it as far as other seasonings or adding things to it or whatever, but it just, it looks pretty and it tastes great. And even my husband liked it. So that's a plus. But if you want the recipe, I can read it to you because it's pretty quick.
Sounds good.
Okay. It's 1 cup of quinoa. Quinoa is like one of my favorite things to use because it's so high in protein and so well balanced. So it's a cup
of quinoa. Is that 1 cup cooked or raw?
Rinsed, so it's not cooked yet. But
okay.
You do have to cook it.
No, I understand.
You have to cook that before you put it all together. So it's the quinoa and 1 small red onion minced, 1 ripe tomato chopped.
Was that a red onion, did you say?
1 small red onion.
Okay, red onion. Okay, thank you.
Minced. 1 ripe tomato chopped. I did use more tomato than just one because they're so plentiful at this point. 1 tablespoon of parsley minced. 2 ripe avocados. 1 little bit of extra virgin olive oil. I use coconut oil for that. It doesn't give you a measurement. 1 tablespoon of lemon juice. Sea salt to taste. This makes 4 servings. Did everybody get the ingredients?
Yeah, what was it called again? Please.
Quinoa stuffed avocado. Avocados.
Thank you.
So you cook the quinoa the way your instructions say on the bag or box. It takes about 10 to 15 minutes to cook that. And then you just put that into a bowl. And then you heat 1 tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil or coconut oil. I didn't use that much. Over low to medium heat, add the chopped red onion and cook for 5 minutes to soften. You don't want to cook them the whole way through. You just want to soften them. And if you like them raw, I figured that the next time I do it, it really isn't necessary to do the softening of them, but I did like the consistency of it in this recipe. Then you transfer those onions that you softened into the bowl with the quinoa. Then all you do is add the chopped tomatoes and the parsley and the sea salt to taste. The last thing you do is the avocados, and you just cube those, cut them in half lengthwise, remove the pit, cube it, and scoop it out, and then add the tablespoon of lemon juice on top of the avocado, of course, and stir it all in together. It says the idea of this is to serve it really pretty. You put it back into the shells, the 4 shells that you have of the avocado. That's why it's called quinoa stuffed avocados. But that's the recipe.
Has arrived.
That sounds good.
Yes, it's really clean and nice tasting.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll try to send this. I'm going to be running most of today, so I don't know that I'll get it sent, but I'll send it to you and Char, and you can get it out to everybody else.
Do you have the doctor's name written down there? You said it was from Wei. I don't remember having that doctor's name.
Yeah, it's Dr. Chen. Are you hearing me?
Yeah, I didn't catch the name again.
Yeah, Ben, B-E-N. The last name is K-I-M.
K-I-M, oh, just Kim?
Yes, that's his last name.
Okay. Thank you.
He must be Korean.
Yeah, you can go in. His website is just drbenkim.com.
Okay.
And I just have him sign. I signed up for his messages. So he has a lot of recipes and different things that are very interesting.
It's just okay. Yeah, I like to just. It's fun to get a variety of different people. Because they have different ways of doing things and just, you know, know, a different set of recipes, so.
Yes. Yes, well, I was interested in that, you know, they make that kimchi all the time, that, the fermented. And
yes.
I haven't made that yet, but that's just an interesting thing to me that I'd like to try. So, I know he has that on his, website that I've saved too. So, just interesting things. Has anybody heard of, golden rice?
No.
I haven't either, and, there was an article from Organic Bites that says, golden rice is no silver bullet. So, I was kind of trying to, I haven't really read through this to any degree. But just was interested in whatever it had to say because I hadn't heard of golden rice before.
But I wonder if it could be relating to like saffron rice that they use. It's a mixture that they bag together.
Well, the little picture is showing it as, a golden rice, but it also has on that picture a big printed GM. So, it's kind of, is it a genetically altered form of rice?
Yeah, I would guess. I just want to interrupt for a second. I'm going to turn my machine on. If you can hear it through my mouthpiece, please tell me when this starts, because I can mute it. Are you hearing it?
No.
You're not hearing anything at all?
Nothing.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, That's
okay.
Amazing, because I can remember the other one.
Anybody else? It gives me just a little bit of a hum, but I can still hear you guys fine. So if I don't have to keep turning you off and on, it makes it easier. Thank you.
Absolutely. So this is saying 13 years after golden rice was featured on the July 31st cover of Time magazine, under the headline, "This rice could save a million kids a year," Biotech's golden child is back in the headline. Just when public opposition to genetically modified organisms is at an all-time high, and the biotech and junk food industries are once again pouring millions of dollars into a campaign to defeat laws that would require labels on foods containing GMO ingredients. Coincidence? Industry spokespeople say the suspiciously timed resurrection of golden rice isn't a public relations stunt designed to convert GMO skeptics, but absent any new news on a crop that hasn't gained traction in more than a decade, the move looks more like an act of desperation than a legitimate defense of biotechnology. After all, in the real world, the genetic engineering that has taken over vast tracts of cropland, the kind that has led to the proliferation of crops that require drenching the soil and polluting our water system with the
You disappeared, buddy.
Yes. Our soil, including our waterways with obscene amounts of toxic herbicides and pesticides, has little in common with the DNA tinkering that produced golden rice. But the real issue is this. Golden rice is no closer to saving the world's kids than it was 13 years ago. Because then as now, there is still no proof that it can. And better alternatives exist. That's the whole thing on this, but I'll try to send this to Nancy and Char as well, because there's a link where you can read the whole essay on this that's long. so you can have the benefits of that. I just thought that was pretty amazing. I didn't realize that, and I guess I never saw that it was anything in Time magazine 13 years ago. Maybe I wasn't looking at magazine for things like that 13 years ago, probably.
Yeah.
Okay. I have to see if there's anything else because I did print out the essay on that, so I wanted to see if there was anything else more on that. It says, in case you missed the fuss, in a nutshell, golden rice is engineered to contain high amounts of vitamin A. Its target market includes children in impoverished regions of the world who are susceptible to blindness resulting from diets deficient in vitamin A. Strain's first iteration, GR1, was discovered to contain vitamin A in quantities too low to make a difference. GR1 was followed by GR2, engineered to contain vitamin A in much higher quantities. More vitamin A in a bowl of rice, better nutrition, healthier kids. Sounds good on the surface, but as scientists point out, it's not that simple. And then it goes in here are just a few of the reasons scientists say golden rice is not a silver bullet. Says it's the wrong food for the wrong regions.
Yeah, they get a lot of sunshine, don't they?
Yeah. So it says, according to Dr. Michael Hansen of the Union of Concerned Scientists, both GR1 and GR2, released in 2005, are japonica rices, the sticky, short-grained variety that grows only in dry land. But in the areas where people were starving and are vitamin A deficient, the vast majority of the population eat indica rice, a long-grained variety that grows in submerged rice paddies. As food writer Beth Hoffman wrote recently in Forbes magazine, Africans, who make up the 25-35% of the world's vitamin A deficient population, don't eat rice. Therefore, even more than convincing people to switch from white sweet potatoes to orange, for example, or from yellow corn to that with a more orange hue, the challenge of getting large numbers of Africans to eat golden rice will be enormous. What little safety testing that has been done on golden rice has been inadequate and controversial. In February 2009, a group of 22 international scientists and experts complained that clinical trials of golden rice had been conducted on adults and children in breach of the Nuremberg Code, and that the trials had been inadequately described in terms of biological and biochemical makeup. In an open letter to Professor Robert Russell at Tufts University School of Medicine, who was in charge of the critical clinical trials, the scientists backed up their concerns with a large body of evidence showing that genetically engineered crops produce undetermined effects which can result in damage to health. There's no evidence to suggest that golden rice is any safer.
Very nice.
Other scientists, including Hansen, question golden rice's safety on the basis of its containing retinoic acid, RA. RA is a potent teratogen, which is a substance linked to birth defects. Hansen points out that RA is the active ingredient in an acne medication that will not be prescribed to women of childbearing age. It goes on, like I said, I'll I'll put this out. It says no proof of beta carotene stability over time. Better vitamin A alternatives exist. Golden rice is a long way from reality. So you can read that all at your leisure. Any questions or anything going on with you all that you want to discuss at this point? Okay. We're a little bit short of time here at this point. I don't really have anything else to bring up or go over.
Betty, I've missed quite a few calls lately, but did you happen to see and or talk about the article about sugar in National Geographic magazine?
No, Elaine, we haven't.
Okay, it's the August issue, and the title is Sugar Love, a Not-So-Sweet Story. And I haven't gotten to read it. My daughter brought them in. But it's quite an article about sugar.
Okay, the article is Sugar Love?
Yes, love, L-O-V-E.
Okay.
And I need to read this today. But it looks very interesting.
Yes.
I got it too, and I haven't read it, I have to admit, also, Elaine. It's been here for a few days, so it's packed to go with me on the trip, so I'll have, at least while we're driving, I'll have a little bit more time to go through it, but it looked very interesting to me also, so, you said the August issue, so anybody else, it might still be on the newsstand, who knows?
Right, yes.
Did you just pick it up, Elaine?
My daughter brought it from the library.
Oh, okay.
And they do have a website. I wonder if they have articles like this or how many they would have on the website even.
Do you have the website, Mary Lane?
I'm sorry?
Do you have the website?
Yes, ngm.com. So it'll be National Geographic Magazine, just the three initials, ngm.com.
Oh, great. We'll be able to go in and see if they might have that or anything else that would be of interest to us on this call. So thank you, Elaine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anybody else have anything? Because I'm going to get going on with my day, I believe.
Thank you for the recipe. That sounds good and the info. Thank you.
Yes, welcome. Have a wonderful day. Thank you, everybody. It's always good to be with you and share everything.
And we'll remember your name. Thank you.
Thanks, Betty.
Bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.